It's already working. It's working out for me. I want to ask you a question, oh Lord. Do you believe? Do you believe that it's already working? It's already working. It's already working.
It's working out for me.
Come on, everybody. This is your home.
I'm already working, already working. It's already working, already working, already working, already working, already working. He's working it out of your arms and mouth. He's working it out of the back. He's working it out of the top of your head. He's working it out of your arms and the gear. Welcome everybody to our teaching on today. It is a great day to be alive. It is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad. Chad, I see you in there. Thank you, Chad. I appreciate that. Those of you that are on, that is my new single, At Midnight. You can pre-order it now. Chat says that's her new morning song. I believe it's going to be an anthem, that it's all working out. At Midnight, you can receive your music. At Midnight, you can pre-order it now and it'll be there. I was teasing with Marlinda, my daughter. I said, doggone it. Man, Taylor Swift coming out with her new joint At Midnight tonight. Poor Taylor, she gonna be messed up because my sales gonna mess her up. See, y'all thought I was about to say, doggone it, I'm gonna be messed up. No, Taylor gonna be messed up. No, I'm teasing. Thank God for laughter. But tonight, I need you to mosey over to my new Facebook page, everybody. Natalia, Naomi, Angela, Asia, all of y'all. I need you to go over to, and put in Langley Bishop Greg Davis Music. Bishop Greg Davis Music. Somebody put that in the chat for me. Bishop Greg Davis Music Facebook page. I need to get it to 100, y'all. The record company. That's the record company's page that they started for me. So it was 66 last time I looked. If all of y'all that's watching me right now, Joanne Edwards, all of y'all, there it is in the chat, y'all, on Clubhouse. Bishop Greg Davis Music Facebook page. You can go to iTunes. I re-recorded Jesus is the Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me, tribute to Bishop Reverend James Cleveland. You need the acapella. You know what? I can get Craig to do that for you, Tony. I get that done today. Because I can't wait for you to do that. I'll get it to you today. Send me a text and remind me. A lot going on, but send me a text. He can do that. He can pull the whole acapella for you. Absolutely. Today, I have him do it. So go to Apple Music and pre-order. All right, pre-order. Those of you that are on TikTok, would y'all invite and share? TikTok is telling me to tell y'all that. Pre-order it now. All right, how many of y'all followed the page? How many of y'all followed the page already? I need at least 20 more of y'all. And I need you to download the music. Don't just listen to it on Spotify. All right. Don't just listen to it on Spotify. Yes, and somebody asked me about Spotify. It'll be on all platforms. It's going to be on all platforms. But I need y'all to pay for it. All right? Thank you, Natalia. Thank you, Naomi. Come on, some more y'all. Some more y'all. We got to learn how to support one another. Y'all learn how to support one another. All right? It will be on Spotify. It will be on... what's the other Jay-Z's old place? I have it on my phone too. Tidal. Thank you. Thank you, Naomi. Thank you, Portia. Thank y'all. Yeah, it'll be on Tidal also. I was one of the first Tidal subscribers, but it will be on Tidal also. So do me a favor, spend that little $4 or $5. I pre-ordered my own music. Thank y'all for being here. I think that's all. Thank you. You downloaded it. Thank you, Joy. That's right. Go to Bishop Greg Davis Music Facebook page. All right. Thank you, Miss Adams. I want to teach you a little bit. I haven't done this in a while. I'm known for giving numbers and principles, but I want to talk about, I talked about places. I think that was during the holiday, Dr. Paulette. Places you shouldn't go. But I'm going to talk about today 10 things you got to stop. And it's actually 12 things. 10 things you got to stop. You know, I'm a big self-improvement person. You know, I believe, Chat, my calling is to help people to self-improve themselves. And so I want you to I want everybody to take notes today, whether you put it in the chat or however you do it. But I want you to follow along with me, because there's some things that in order to be successful, that we got to stop. It's 10 things that we 12 things. It is unhealthy. It stunts your growth. It causes you to be in a state of a bewilderment. If you stop doing these things, first of all, you live a more peaceful life. There are some people that the Holy Spirit told me, are y'all there? Just say yes. There are some people that the Holy Spirit, Tamika, told me, Deuces, good to see you back again, man. Good to see you back. Jesus said, I wish above all things you prosper and be in good health as your soul prosper. I have a neighbor. His name is Mr. Clyde. He has a transportation company. Whenever I don't feel like leaving my car at the airport, Mr. Clyde takes me to the airport, Langley. And Mr. Clyde had a beautiful partner. They weren't married. They were together 35 years, never married. Said they didn't believe in it. But he lives directly across from me. And his partner died. Somebody say something in the chat of Clubhouse, because it ain't nobody sitting in 3 minutes. I'm not used to that. His partner died maybe 2 weeks ago. And she died. Okay. She died. I just ain't used to it. He's 76, 77. Jeannie is... Okay. All right. Jeannie is about... She had to be 70. Oh, she was a beautiful older woman. When she walked like she was on a runway. And immediately, one of the maintenance guys hit me, Langley, and said, have you checked on Clyde? I said, what's wrong? This was about 2 weeks ago. I said, Jeannie died. Don't good to see you. And I said, oh no, I called him immediately. I said, what you need, man? And I don't think he stopped crying. 35 years is a long time to be with somebody. And I had a caterer to, you know, this is just the way I was raised, Chad. Fry up some chicken and macaroni and cheese and greens and just dropped it off at his house. Check on him here and there. And I saw him in the lobby today as I was coming in. Chad, thank you for putting that on there. I saw him in the lobby and he was sitting there going through his mail, just sitting in the chair, not used to seeing him not shaved. Not used to seeing him looking pale. He's a high yellow man. Oh, Mr. Clyde got to be 6 foot something tall. And he was just sitting there, looked like he had been crying. I said, you all right? He said, I just got out the hospital. I said, oh, Mr. Clyde, come on. He said, I just got out the hospital, man. He said, they're sending me to a therapist because they say I'm depressed. He said, I fell out in the restaurant. And my heart. Let me tell y'all something about a broken heart. A broken heart will cause your natural heart to hurt. I know where I'm going. A broken heart. I mean, chat, the 70s and the 80s. What can mend a broken heart? Huh? They talked about broken hearts. Because a broken heart can make your whole body ache. Huh? A broken heart, when you've been with somebody you love, can cause your head to hurt. Huh? When you are knitted to somebody, they didn't have no marriage contract, but they were knit. You saw him, you saw her. They took trips to the dog races and the horse races. And Miss Clyde didn't know who I was when I first moved here. Heck, he's picked up my bishop. Bishop Morton didn't even know who he is. Because when everybody called me about transportation, I give it to Mr. Clyde. I trust Mr. Clyde to come in my house. But he got a broken heart now. And I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think, what can I say? What can we do as neighbors to? But it don't make no difference, because this pain will be with him for a while. You can't live with somebody for 30 something years and be with them every day of the week, just about. Mr. Clyde would say to her, Jeannie, all I want to do is work. Mr. Clyde got two SUVs, and Mr. Clyde, Chad, listen to this kind of man he is. He'd get a brand new Suburban or Lincoln truck. And in 10 months, it'd be paid for. He'd pay five notes a month. And she'd be fussing at him. I need you to come home. We don't need no more money. And he fussed with her. Then he finally gave in to take her to dialysis. And she died the next day after he gave in. Nah, because she's dead. He don't have a will to work. Sometimes our whole will is based upon somebody else's existence. I'm teaching, but y'all ain't getting what I'm laying down. Sometimes what we do is not for ourselves, but our whole will is because of somebody else. We work hard for our kids. We work hard for the person that we love. And sometimes our whole will to work and to live and to move and to exist is because of somebody else's existence. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you, your whole life is revolved and evolved because of somebody else. And the 10 things that you got to stop doing, it may be connected to, so you see how I slid that right on in there, Preacher Chad and Preacher, Preacher Paulette. Y'all see how I did that? Y'all see how I did that? I shifted right there, Carolyn. Our whole will and our whole existence. I'm not saying nothing. Is because of somebody else. I can't tell him right now to stop crying because he got to get it out of him. I can't tell Mr. Clyde right now to stop being depressed. But what I do know is that if he keep on, he won't be here. There are some of you that are listening to me. Some of you that are watching me. I don't mean to bring a heavy spirit, but I gotta get you to think. Who are you still mourning that's still alive? Who haven't you got out of your system? They're not dead. They moved on, but you can't get them out of your system. You know they ain't no good for you. You see what I did there, Chad? You know they ain't no good for you. You know they toxic, but you can't, you like Mr. Clyde, your heart is aching. You ain't got the Stevie Wonder song yet. My eyes don't cry no more. My heart don't. Lisa, come on, Jasmine. I want to share with you 10 things. 10 things you gotta stop. They are detrimental to your health. Are y'all listening? 10 things. In the book of thank you, Jesus. The book of Exodus, the 14th chapter, verse 11 through 12. Yeah, Erica's at a women's conference, so Chad, you got it. That's how Erica usually says, come on, build it, Bishop. Exodus 14 and 11, they said to Moses, was it because there were not enough graves in Egypt you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians? Watch what their mindset is, because this is a mindset. It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. They saying to Moses, they free. Moses them went through a whole lot to get them out. For 400 years, they built and made the Egyptians rich and Pharaoh richer. But because of a little transition and process, they have an Egypt mindset. I'm gonna bring my tone down. They have an Egypt mentality. It was better for us to stay. Prophetess Nina, that Lisa, that Egyptian mentality of wanting to be in a system, a slave mentality. Y'all not saying nothing. A mentality of a system that only makes the rich richer and the poor poor. I'm okay working for somebody else. I'm okay being here. No, I don't want to start no business. That's too much work. I'm good. collecting a paycheck. I'm good at somebody else. Come in, Callan. I bet you're going to shout at this. I bet you're going to shout off of this. I'm good at letting somebody else pay me for what they think I'm worth instead of getting what I'm worth. What are you talking about, Bishop? I thought you were telling us 10 things you got to stop. This is the introduction. Because really what I'm going to talk about is a mindset. A mindset don't mean nothing, but your mind is set a certain way. Your thinking is Carolyn Thomas, your thinking is set to a certain way, and you can't come up out of here. But there are 12 things. I know it say 10, but I got two more. When I gave her the title, I only had 10. Huh? I could have kept going. There are 12 things you got to stop, though. Number one, let's take the journey. Huh? You got to get out of this mindset. But number one, you got to stop worrying. Say this with me. I gotta stop worrying. You gotta stop with the worry. It's gonna age you. If I done started off good, huh? Ruthie, we're praying for you. Praying for you, Ruthie. Praying for you. Praying for you, Ruthie. Father, touch her family. Let them bear the pain in Jesus' name. Amen. You got to stop the worrying. The worrying, y'all not saying nothing. The worrying is actually, y'all not saying nothing. The worrying is actually the cause of the headaches. See, the headaches is the symptoms. The headaches is the symptoms. The high blood pressure, the walk in the floor, Shakim. You snuck in, I didn't see you come in, huh? Renita? It's the me and more. That's why when you go to the doctor, they can't find nothing wrong with you. Because you're worrying yourself. You ever heard somebody say, I'm worrying myself to death? You are. That's a true saying. 5,000 likes. 5,800. Thank y'all on TikTok. Get it on up there. If you don't follow me on TikTok, you need to follow me on TikTok. I'm like 2,700 people away from 100,000 people. So follow me on TikTok. I mean, do you know that that's a true statement? That statement of, I'm worrying myself to death. I'm trying to get you. Some of y'all been 21 years old a long time ago and you have not yet grown up. Worrying is going to kill you. Worrying, Tiffany, is going to take you out. Worrying is going to be, as you have said, the death of you. It's going to kill you. The Bible says in the book of Matthew 6:25, it says, take no thought for your life. What you shall eat, what you shall drink, or yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than meat and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, they sow. You ever watch birds? They always have food. Huh? Worrying in verse 27 says, it ain't gonna add to the cubit of your stature. It's not gonna make you any taller. Hey, look in the mirror. This is what God gave you to work with. Work with what God gave. You can't work. Is this color not right? Do I need to make my hair shorter? Y'all not saying nothing. Look at my ears. Baby, that's what, that's how many ears God gave you. Look at my nose. Huh? I'm going to Miami. I'm going to get another butt. Y'all ain't ready for me today. Huh? What you see is what you got. So why are you, why every day you worried about something? Let me ask you a question. Hey, Lorenzo, has any of this worry did you any better? God, Carolyn Hayes, is not moved about, do they like me? They don't like me. They ain't treating me right. Y'all not saying nothing, Joanne. Huh? Maybe if I did this for them. Excuse me, but I got over people worried about people liking me or not. Either you gonna like me or you're not. And either way is fine. Because the tribe, they gonna like me. My tribe. Y'all worried about, y'all gonna let people, y'all gonna worry about people so much until they gonna cause you to worry your way out of your purpose. Can't nobody, huh? Take no thought for tomorrow. What you gonna drink? What you gonna eat? What you gonna say? Huh? Where's my next dime coming? Work your plan. You are going, hey Talita, to worry. Y'all share this room, please. You are going to worry yourself to death. Your worry, Jasmine, Naomi, is going to be the death of you. Huh? Do I look good in this? Huh? Maybe if I change this, he'll like me. Some of y'all got the syndrome of the woman Bible. She wanted to have baby after baby. Maybe he'll love me if I had this baby. And maybe he'll love me if I had that baby. Just worry. 12 things you got to stop. You got to stop the worrying. You got to stop the worrying. It's making you sick. Some of the sicknesses is not disease. It's worry. Your blood pressure is high because of worry. Let me ask you a question. Huh? What has it helped? What has worry helped? In what way you worrying has helped you? Thank you, Lakeisha. Lakeisha said, this is good, Bishop. Huh? I'm in my element, Lakeisha. You worried about enough money. Then work more hours, then start another business. Or live, you know what? Some of the worry is self-inflicted worry because you're trying to keep up with people that you're not ready to keep up with yet. You're trying to live a life that you have not yet worked your way to. Y'all not saying nothing. I'm not trying to keep up. There are certain people that I know. As blessed as I am, it's certain people I know I can't. I'd be a fool trying to keep up with my bishop. I ain't worried about what he's doing. Y'all worried about what other people doing. Take no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow will handle itself. Doesn't he feed the fowls of the air? Huh? Number one, you gotta stop worrying. But number two, I'm going to lose half of y'all. I'm going to lose half of y'all. I already know this. I'm going to lose half of y'all on some of this because y'all ain't going to have it. Number two, you got to stop overthinking. Yep, there go 10 people gone right there. Number two, 12 things you got to stop. You got to stop overthinking. Overthinking is putting things there that's not there. Yeah, find yours. Find yours. Portia said it with exclamation. Barbette found hers. Bishop, that's true. Your brain is about to explode overthinking. Let me tell y'all. Can I tell you how I live? I don't think about what I gotta do. Are y'all getting anything from this? I don't think about she said, I just purchased a book called Overthinking. I don't think about all I got to do at one time, because it causes me to be overwhelmed. Put this in the chat. Put this in your notes. Overthinking causes overwhelm. Causes me to be overwhelmed. Thank you, Naomi. Overthinking causes me to be overwhelmed. When I overthink, then I become overwhelmed. That's the way to put it, Carolyn. I was trying to grab it. Huh? Overthinking equals overwhelmed. Because some of you are overwhelmed right now because you overthink. Yes, you're going to have to do that in June, but you overthinking it now. Yes, you got that court case on that day. Ain't nothing you can overthink about what the judge gonna do. You make up your mind that you're gonna do something and then you overthink it. You're not saying nothing. None of your thoughts are gonna do anything else about what somebody else is doing. That's it, Tamika. God help me to accept the things I can't change. There are some things that you just can't change, Tierra. But what you got to do is stop overthinking and start working around it. Did y'all hear what I just said? I just dropped a bomb. I said, there's nothing you can do. The overthinking it is not going to make it move, but what you got to do is start working around it. There's some things that's just there. So you got to stop worrying and you got to stop overthinking. Number three, I'm moving swiftly. Number three, you got to stop the insecurity thing. That insecurity thing. Huh? You insecure. Huh? And there are a lot of good looking people that are insecure. Your looks ain't got nothing to do with being insecure. Insecurity. Y'all ready? Insecurity. Put this in the notes. Insecurity is an inside job. Insecurity is an inside job. It's how you feel about yourself. You'd be surprised looking on these profiles. How many people that don't feel good about themselves, but you looking at them saying, good God Almighty, they sure look good. Because you can tell an insecure person 100 times that they look good, but because it's an inside job, they will never accept it, because insecurity is an inside job. I promise you, that's nowhere in my notes. Have you ever talked to somebody that was insecure about themselves? Because insecurity says, I don't feel good about me. I need to be on a TED talk right now. Huh? Insecurity. Your man, your woman can say, baby, you sure look good. And she says, I don't feel good. because that's insecurity. In means inside of me. Insecurity. Inside of me. Me not feeling good about myself is inside of me. And no matter how much you say, I look good, I'm talented, you know you rock. It don't make no difference because it's an inside job. And that's why some people get in relationships and they fail, because you don't need somebody to validate you. You need somebody to deal with your insecurity. And it's hard to deal. It's hard to deal with insecurity unless the person steps inside of you. So no matter what you say to an insecure person, it's not going to work. Because they have to do, here you go, chat. They have to do the inner work. Are y'all listening to me? Man, this is good to me. They gotta do the, I'm coming, Carolyn. It froze up on me. They gotta do, I'm coming, Carolyn. I'm coming. I'm coming. They gotta do the inner work. There's nothing, you can't buy flowers to get rid of insecurity, Dawn. Are y'all listening to me? Flowers ain't gonna take care of insecurity. You can buy them a Rolls Royce and they still insecure. You can buy them the nicest house and you just gonna have an insecure person with nice flowers, nice car, nice house. Because it's an inside job. You got to stop the insecurity. Father, deliver us today from the spirit. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. Father, deliver us from the spirit of insecurity. Father, we don't want to walk no more insecurity. We want to be whole. We want to be 100%. For whoever you sent our way. Huh? If you're struggling with insecurity today and you're watching me and you're listening to me, you got to deal with your own inner insecurity. You can't go in another relationship insecure. Huh? It's like putting cologne on somebody that stinks. Huh? It's just a stinking. The cologne becomes stinking. All right. Number one, you got to stop worry. Number two, you got to stop overthinking. Number three, you got to stop the insecurity. But number four, you got to stop the devaluing of self. You got to stop the devaluing of self. Lowballing yourself. Devaluing yourself. Are y'all okay? Y'all all right? Giving yourself to somebody for lesser value, dealing with somebody that don't see your value because you don't display the right price. You're not saying nothing. Huh? You're not in the thrift store. If y'all would admit there's some relationships you shouldn't, there's some people you never should have said hello to. I ain't gonna go into my analogy about Louis Vuitton, because y'all already know it. Louis Vuitton don't have sales. I tell this story all the time. Louis Vuitton don't have sales. They don't have outlets. Gucci does. Prada does. Louis Vuitton doesn't. Their price don't go down. Huh? The only way you're going to get Louis Vuitton cheaper is if it's not real. Good to see you, Dr. Tracy. Do you hear what I'm saying? You devalue yourself. You know some people you with, they don't belong. They don't belong in your life. You're going two different places. But you lowball yourself so that you can fit in and they can fit in. And you know you got other thoughts on the inside of you. Your value. You have no value system. If this is good, put a one in the chat. Huh? You don't decide your value. The manufacturer decides your value. I've told you that before. The manufacturer, before it comes out of the warehouse, suggested retail price. You don't decide what your price is. God decided that when you was born. And you don't give no discounts. You gotta be telling people, this is my boundaries. I don't give discounts. This is how I want to live. This is what I expect. This is who I am. Huh? But you lowball yourself for somebody that don't have the standard that you have. If this is good, just put the word good in. Huh? You devalue yourself. That Mia Moore, remain behind the counter and never go on clearance for anyone. That's right. You know you don't think like that. Somebody say something. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Lowering your value. Well, you know, I was thinking about going to Acapulco for vacation. Girl, won't we just go to Toledo? Are y'all hearing me? You get a man, and you lower your value. You get a woman, you lower your value. That's why I started with the scripture that I started off with. The children of Israel would rather stay in Egypt than to go through the process to get to the promised land. So, 12 things you got to stop. You got to stop worry. You got to stop overthinking. You got to stop the insecurity. You got to stop the devaluing. But number 5, you got to stop self-sabotage. Dana, you got to stop self-sabotage. You notice all these things got to do with you and got to do with nobody else. Every time you get close to it, you sabotage it. You open your mouth. Every time you get somebody liking you, you sabotage it with insecurity. You sabotage it with worry. You sabotage it with, this can't be real. Sabotage, the act of sabotaging something, wrecking something, destroying something. Deliberately obstructing something. Are y'all listening to me? Sabotage. Huh? Ooh, I don't know. Every time, I don't know why. Every time I get with somebody, it don't work. Self-sabotage. And then you think, well, you know, I ain't gonna do that because I know it ain't gonna work. Self-sabotage. Self-sabotage. Huh? You know your problem is letting people get too close, and then you self-sabotage by doing what you know your problem is. If you know what your problem is, then why you keep self-sabotaging by doing what your problem is? I just said a mouthful. I'm done, y'all. Y'all ain't got where. I ain't got but six more. Y'all, hang in there. We getting better. Somebody say I'm getting better. Somebody put in the chat, I'm getting better in here. Yeah. Deliberately. What's worse is sometimes the self-sabotage, y'all not saying nothing, is what my grandmother used to say, unbeknownst to me. Subconsciously. That's why you got to pay attention. Tony, y'all hear what I'm saying? Self, you know how you stop self-sabotaging? Being self-aware of what you're doing. All this is about self. Think before you act. You get this close. You get this close. You get this close. And then you blow it. You blow it. Because you start overthinking. So you self-sabotage. You start worrying. So you self-sabotage. You devalue yourself, so you self-sabotage. Talking about 12 things you got to stop. Number six, you got to stop self-sabotaging everything you touch. You find somebody to love you. Oh, you're going to mess it up after a while. You're going to say something crazy. You're going to ask some crazy question. You're going to overthink and put something there that ain't there. You're going to self-sabotage because you ain't got over the last person. And you making them out to be the new person. The new person to be the last person. So you self-sabotage. Number one, 10 things you got to stop. Number one, you got to stop worrying. Number two, you got to stop overthinking. Number three, you got to stop insecurity. Number four, you got to stop devaluing yourself. Number five, you got to stop the self-sabotage. And number six, you got to stop the inconsistency. Now, y'all know I'm going to throw that in there. Number six, you got to stop being inconsistent. Consistency is the key to success. You're inconsistent. You won't finish nothing. I taught a long time ago in here about the power of one thing. You can't focus on one thing, so you're inconsistent. You're inconsistent. You start and stop. You got all these ideas and you never follow through with nothing. You got to stop being inconsistent. Those of you that are listening to me, you come in here because you know I'm going to be here. You come in here because you know I'm going to be here. I'm consistent. You inconsistent. Consistency produces longevity. Longevity produces legacy. Legacy. You don't have no follow through. You don't have no follow through. What if you finish that? Can you imagine what it'd be if you finish it? Can you imagine if you just hang in there? Can you imagine if you just kept doing what you had started, and now somebody else done started, and they keep doing it, and you looking at, well, I tried that. You letting the voices in your head, you letting the voices in your head cause the inconsistency. You got to stop that inconsistency thing. How many times you going to start and stop? I mean, how many more times you going to start it and then stop it? You don't see the pattern? You don't see the pattern? I mean, like, really? Dana said, if you can't say amen, say out. You don't see that pattern? I mean, every time you start something, it the people be coming, they listening, they watching, they liking, they participate in your events. But then you stop. No one follows somebody that's inconsistent. Consistency means I'm dependable. Consistency means I show up. Inconsistent means I don't know. Who wants to go eat at a restaurant and you don't know what time they're going to open? They're inconsistent. You got a schedule. Just going to put out in there like Dana did. Huh? If I'm going to shop at a store and they're supposed to be open at 12 and they ain't never open at 12, what they going to do? They're going to lose my business. They're going to lose your business. The product. Hello, Everlasting Service. Huh? Hey, people don't care how good the product is if they can't find you for the product. Who am I talking to in business here today? It's not what you can do. You know what? I'll take somebody that the product is not as good, but they consistent. I know they're going to be there. I go to restaurants right now. The food is not as good, maybe. It ain't bad, but it ain't as good. But if I can't depend on you to drive all the way where I'm going to drive, then I'm not going to go there. Because you ain't consistent, baby. That's how people are going to do you. Number one, you got to stop. You got to stop the worry. Number two, you got to stop overthinking. Number three, you got to stop the insecurity. Number four, you got to stop the devaluing. Number five, you got to stop the self-sabotage. Number six, you got to stop the inconsistency. And number seven, you got to stop the comparison. Write this down. Comparison is the thief to your destiny. Comparison is the thief to your destiny. You're not harming the person you compare. Comparison says, I want what you got. A lot of people that compare, they're not going to work as hard as the person that they want what they have. Comparison kills your dream. Comparison kills your dream. Man, if I had your hand, I'd cut mine off. I don't want nobody else's hand. I love my hand. I worked hard for my hand. Foolishness. You estimating your success based upon somebody else. Huh? Y'all listen to me? I don't want to be nobody else but me. I love all my flaws and everything else. I don't, because you know what? Compare myself to somebody else. Man, they got so many problems, chat. I don't want my destiny to be stolen by somebody else. Two things I love. I love me some Jesus, and I love me. I love what I do. I live to do this. You looking over there. Why they got that already? God, you know I've been working. You telling God that you don't appreciate. You don't appreciate where you are. Comparison. Comparison can turn into jealousy. I'm done. Number eight. You got to stop the doubt. You got to stop the doubt. Doubting. Can I? Doubting, can I? The seed today is 21. The seed today is $21. The seed today is $21. And I want you to call it my maturity seed. Sow your maturity seed. Don't go nowhere, y'all, because I'm asking for a seed. Get the rest of this. This could have been $1 million seminar. I want you to sow your maturity seed. Y'all bring Pastor Patrick up. Huh? Sow your maturity seed of $21. Sow your maturity seed of $21. We're maturing. We're maturing. That's it, $21. Not double it, not triple it, not $210. I just want you to sow a seed of maturity. I want you to say, God, I'm growing up today. After hearing these principles, I'm growing up today. I'm growing up today. $GregDavis10. So you got to stop doubting. I don't know if I can do that, God. I don't know if I'm going to have enough of that, God. I don't know if my credit good enough for that, God. I don't know about that. Is this you, God, telling me to do that? I don't know. Man, let me tell y'all something. I'm not a real singer like that. This is my third CD. Third singing CD. I have some meditation CDs. Third. My kids used to laugh because I sing all them old songs. I tell y'all a story all the time. It amazes me that when I ask for a seed, no matter, it could have been $5, that about 10 people leave. They want, but they don't want to give toward it. I don't doubt myself. Some of y'all got self-doubt. You doubt yourself. I don't doubt myself. Because if you doubt me, Lakeith, then, huh? You got to stop doubting. 12 things you got to stop. Number one, you got to stop worrying. Number two, you got to stop overthinking. Number three, you got to stop insecurity. Number four, you got to stop the devaluing. Number five, you got to stop the self-sabotage. Number six, you got to stop the inconsistency, starting and stopping. Number seven, you got to stop the comparison. Number eight, you got to stop the doubt. You'll never accomplish anything by doubting. Those of you that are on Facebook and YouTube, would you sow that seed of 21? Those of you that are on TikTok, Instagram, Clubhouse, maturity seed. Number nine, you got to stop procrastination. This one I lose, Carolyn, about 18 people. Because the average person that's listening to me, you procrastinate. Let me tell you, I don't procrastinate in life, but I procrastinate in buying stuff. I procrastinate. I got these sneakers right there, right now, that keep coming up on my feed. All right? And they're going to be gone. I done bought other stuff, but I'm procrastinating. I procrastinate and leave stuff in the cart. Are y'all listening to me? Some people that are listening to me, you procrastinate at making moves and you're going to miss the window of opportunity. Let me say it again. If I'm talking to you, put a one in check. You procrastinate and you're going to miss the window of opportunity. Sometimes God only provides a small window of opportunity and you got to move in it. I'm speaking by the Spirit of the Lord. Some of you are going to procrastinate and you're going to miss your window of opportunity that God has carved out for you in this day and this time and in this season. You're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. Because you're afraid. Because you don't believe you can. Because you're insecure. If I'm talking to you, put a one in the chat. Thank you, TikTok. You done missed out on some people, some relationship, because you procrastinated. Man, this one right here, this number 10, we ain't got two more and I'm done. This number 10, woo, this number 10. Y'all ready for it? You know, there's some things you can't procrastinate. You got to just jump in. Sink or swim, I'm jumping in. You let some good things, some good people go because you procrastinated. Number 10, you got to stop self-betrayal. You got to stop self-betrayal. How many taking notes? You got to stop self-betrayal. You got to stop self-betrayal. Self-betrayal is when you put someone else's feelings above your own. I'm gonna drink me some water and mind my business on that one. Ooh, that's some good water. Self-betrayal, Torian, is when you put someone else's feelings above your own. Good to see you over here. Oh, yeah. When their needs become greater than yours, when you ignore taking care of yourself and take care of them. Wow, 9,000 over. Y'all give me all kind of love on TikTok. I need to put y'all right here because I can't see y'all. Huh? Literally, when you put somebody else's feelings, when you do more for them than you do for yourself, when you care more for them than you care, self-betrayal, you betraying yourself. When you allow yourself to go and make sure they good, but you ain't good. You good? Yeah, I'm good, lying. Long as you good, babe. That's self-betrayal. To thine own self be true. Why would you betray yourself? Ain't nobody worth me betraying myself. Ain't nobody worth me betraying myself. Thank you, Joanne. I love you too. Ain't nobody worth me betraying myself. When loving you has hurt me, then I'm gonna stop loving you. Self-betrayal is when you put someone else's feelings before your boundaries. You put them, you bring them in, and you move your boundaries out. You're betraying what you believe. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. This is so good to me. Oh my God, this is so good to me. There are 10 of you that are going to sow that $21. You're maturing. Would you sow that $21? $GregDavis10. PayPal, contact GregDavis@gmail.com. Givelify, Greg Davis Ministries. Venmo, GregDavis1. You're sowing a seed of $21. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I won't betray myself anymore. Somebody put that in the chat. I will not betray myself anymore. I will not betray myself anymore. I'm putting me first. My son called me. I used to tell my son, y'all not gonna kill me like my cousins killed my grandfather. My grandfather took care of six of my cousins when his daughter, my auntie, died. Are y'all listening to me? Oh, Amelia, the link is up top over our head. Thank you, chat. Right over the top. Just follow that link. Put it in the chat. I will not betray myself anymore. I told my son called me the other day, chat, and he said, Dad, he'll be 40 years old. He said, Dad, I done got to a place like you. You don't understand what mom and dads are saying until you become a mom and dad. You don't appreciate mom and dad. You start talking like them when you get older. He said, I'm about to worry myself to death. He said, they grown. I will not betray myself no more. I will not betray myself anymore. Dawn, y'all put it in the chat. Say it. Not even your children. Let me read it one more time. It's when you put someone else's feelings above your own. Who does that? Jesus put his feelings above his own for us so that we won't have to ever do that again. That was good, Tamika. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Did you hear what I said? Jesus put his, he put his feelings he became second that we may become first, so that we won't have to be second anymore. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Number 11. One more. You got to stop changing your confession. You got to stop changing your confession. 10, 12 things you got to stop. You got to stop changing your confession. You don't change your confession according to your situation. You change your situation according to your confession. Y'all, good evening, May. I'm gone, Ebony, because y'all ain't getting this. I'm done. Chat, dismiss the church today. I'm done because that I just said something. Ain't nowhere on my paper. I said, you don't change your confession according to your situation. You don't let your situation change your confession. You don't let the doctor change your confession of healing because he said that he sees something. You change the circumstances and the situation by your confession. You got to stop changing your confession. You got to stop changing your confession because somebody comes in your life and don't like what you confession. Change them out. Stop changing your confession for the person. Change the person, doggone it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Emilia. She said, God, I thank you for this word today. This is all about me. Stop changing your confession because somebody don't like it. Get rid of them. I'm blessed. Y'all hear me in these rooms? I be telling people, stop saying it that way. Yesterday, I love her. Dr. Becoming. She said, I'm broke. I said, you're not broke. Stop saying that. I'm broke, Bishop. Then I kept saying, we between blessings, between blessings. Finally came out of my mouth, because I'm between blessings, Bishop. I don't change my confession in here. I say it the way it is, not the way that the enemy trying to show me. I'm between blessings. Money don't say that, and no money don't say I ain't blessed. I'm blessed, no, regardless to my circumstances. My circumstances, doggone it, gotta line up. My circumstances gotta line up with my confession. Because life and death, doggone it, is in the power of my tongue. I sound like them Word of Faith teachers right now, Pastor Patrick. God bless Jerry Saville. He went on to be with the Lord. Huh? Change your confession. And if people leave because of your positive confession, they was negative in the first place. Negative people don't like positive confessions. Let them go to hoop with them. Stop changing your confession. Stop changing your confession. Number 12, you're sowing that seed of 21. Dr. Tracy, I need everybody that will sow that seed of 21 today. $21, the number of maturity. You become mature at 21. You don't have 21, sow 12. The number of government order. Find one of the two, 12 or 21. Number 12, and I'm done. I'm closing the book. You got to stop falling for the enemy's bluff. You got to stop falling for the enemy's bluffs. He bluffs. He bluff you to think that what he's saying is right. Come here, Jesus, get over there and jump. And Jesus kept saying, it is written. It is written. You ain't about to die. Sitting there talking about, I'm about to die. Lamont in Sanford and Son, every time Fred, this the big one, Louise. With one eye looking at Lamont, see what Lamont gonna do. Stop falling for the enemy's bluff. You know, Stacia, you look at the end of the book, we already won. Are y'all listening to me? We already won. You look at the end of the book, because so anything he's doing is bluffing, because you more than a conqueror. You already won. You already won, doggone it. You just walking it out. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm done. I've been going an hour and 21 minutes. I'm done. Huh? Stop falling for the enemy's bluffs, Bernice. Miss Bernice, good to see you. Sonia, stop falling for the enemy's bluff. He ain't doing nothing but bluffing. He ain't got no substance. Thank you, Lisa Lazarus, Prophetess Nina, Joy, Natalia, Lainey. Thank you for your seeds. Tony C, chat. I can only see, because I'm using all my phones, I can only see those that give on Cash App. So if I didn't call your name. I want you to give today, everybody that's in the room, that's watching me, that's listening. It's been about 40, 50 people on Facebook and YouTube. TikTok, I usually have 400-500 people that come in. Hey, Kevin Stewart. Instagram, Clubhouse. Huh? 12 things. 12 things you got to stop. You got to stop worrying. You got to stop overthinking. I'm done. You got to stop insecurity. You got to stop devaluing yourself. You got to stop inconsistency. You got to stop comparison. You got to stop doubt. You got to stop procrastination. You got to stop betraying yourself. You got to stop changing your confession. And you got to stop falling for the enemy's bluffs. Somebody put it in the chat, I gotta stop it. TikTok, thank you for all your likes. Put it in the chat, I gotta stop it. You're sowing that seed of 21. You're sowing that seed of 12. Thank you, chat. You're sowing that seed of 21. $ Greg Davis 10. PayPal, contact gregdavis@gmail.com. Givelify, Greg Davis Ministries. Zelle, gregdavisshow@gmail.com. Venmo, Greg Davis 1. Website, gregdavisshow.com. Somebody came in here and you have a mind to sow more than that 21 or that 12. Do what the Lord tell you to do. But you got to stop it. You got to stop it. And the biggest one out of all of them is the self-betrayal. You got to stop putting people before yourself. Because if you keep putting people before you, you'll have nothing left for nobody. I pray you was blessed. Pastor Patrick, are you there? Click your mic if you're there. I'm going to do him like you do me. Pastor Patrick. Are you there? See, they don't do me right. I go in their rooms, they make me speak. They text me to speak. And then they come in my room and they don't say nothing. They don't do me right, Candace. I go to Prophet Claybone, my bishop in. I go to Pastor Patrick, go wake me up. We talking about so-and-so coming, but then they won't speak when they come in my room. That's okay, I'm gonna get them back. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all so much for being here. Don't forget, tomorrow, tonight at midnight, I need y'all to download it now, all right? I need you to prepay. I need you to pray. I need you to prepay or pre-order, as they say, my whole EP, all right? My whole EP, it's about 5-6 songs. And the single is, it's already working. It's in the chat where you can go. I think I'm going to have, I'm going to send these notes out. I don't do that much, but I'm going to send these notes out. So if you are on my blast, if you're not on my blast, then go to my website, GregDavisShow@gmail.com. I mean, GregDavisShow.com. GregDavisShow.com. And I'm going to send it out. All right? Because I want you to have these notes if you didn't take notes. Go to my Facebook page, Bishop Greg Davis Music, and join. Bishop Greg Davis Music, and join. The record company set that up. Thank y'all. 10,000 likes. 10,400. Thank you, Carolyn, on TikTok. I appreciate y'all. But by all means, at midnight tonight, if you don't pre-order, download it. Don't just Spotify for free. All right? Thank you, Joanne. It's all working, my new CD. All right? Love y'all. We're going to go with God. Those of you that are on Instagram, love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Those of y'all that are on TikTok, thank you so much, Carolyn. Appreciate you. Thank you, Joy, and all of you. Facebook is growing. All of y'all, make sure you sow your seed. Love y'all. All right?